This is Ted Kennedy. Is Senator Al Simpson as anti-Hispanic as his voting record shows? In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the respected Southwest Voter Research Institute and Public Policy Information Foundation, have just published a report on how Congress votes on issues affecting Hispanic Americans. No one thinks you're a leading advocate of Hispanic concerns, but we didn't realize how off base you actually are. According to the figures, out of a possible 100%, I scored 100, but you scored only 13, Al. 13%. I know. You've got an explanation for all those wrong positions. There's not an anti-Hispanic bone in your body, just a lot of anti-Hispanic votes in your record. When other senators were voting for full civil rights for all Americans, legal services for the poor, child care for working mothers, decent housing for the elderly, a safe workplace for the employees, old special interest Simpson just happened to vote no. Say it ain't so, Al.
You scored 100%, Ted, because you ducked every honest issue on immigration reform. You are in the deep hip pocket of every minority group in the U.S., regardless of the worth of their causes. I call that irresponsible. The average U.S. citizen of Hispanic descent doesn't vote much differently than the average Anglo-U.S. citizen. The special interest group you're touting doesn't represent Hispanic interests at all. It represents the executive directors of some good old highly paid liberal lobbying groups that just happen to be Hispanic. What the organizations like this one want to do is to distort all of our civil rights laws passed by thoughtful Republicans and Democrats so that qualified non-minorities are passed over for jobs, and they also want the feds to spend vast amounts of federal money on their special projects. I voted for every issue you spoke of. Get off your racist kick, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on former presidents' pensions. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.